When did you decide to become a tattoo artist?
When I was 17.
Like, did you start working in a shop? Or?
No, I just started, you know, some friends had made some tattoo machines, and it started there where we were just making our own and doing little tattoos. And, you know, then one day, you know, somebody saw some of my artwork, and then this tattoo artist was like, you ever thought of going into really tattooing? And, you know, from there, it's been an experience.
How's it feel to have your artwork on bodies, on human bodies, and see it walking around?
It feels good. I mean, I'd like to say I do it, you know, because I like the end result. I like it when people smile and like, oh my God, this looks really cool, you know, and they're happy with what they got, because there's a lot of time there's tattoo artists that do it for the lifestyle.
So is there like kind of a tattoo community in Sitka, you know, like where you have some regulars?
No, I mean, we tattoo a little everybody, you know. It used to be that, you know, a lot of stereotypes, like my grandparents is, you know, tattoo artists are uneducated and they tattoo outlaws and sailors, and but there's no like clique of people, you know, that get them, because I've tattooed, you know, from police officers to fishermen to, you know, the whole spectrum of people.
You've been working here for about 10 months, and have you learned anything from tattooing here in Sitka?
No, it's always the same. It's always really busy, you know. Working around the clock, you know, and more or less. When we first opened, obviously, we were really busy, and that's kind of trickled off a little bit, but there's still a steady flow of people. But no, there's nothing really different about tattooing here than anywhere else. Mm-hmm. People are a little bit tougher up here. So.